This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one Zoom boy, Johnny G. Zooming it up. I'm no longer the number one fuck boy. For the remainder of the quarantine, I am staying at home and I am the number one Zoom boy. I never thought, as a guy who spent 12 hours a day playing computer games, I'd get so tired of looking at a fucking computer screen. Joining me in the High and Mighty Studios, first time guest. I've been on his podcast. I can't believe I finally fucking swung it. From the Daily Zeitgeist, we got Miles Gray.
Oh, thank you for having me in this kingdom of highness and mightiness. Honestly, bro, it's I'm gassed. I'm gassed up. Like, I'm great. I feel accomplished to be on your show. As I was telling you, I was not a podcaster my whole life. And to me, to be on High and Mighty, I feel like it validates my credentials as a at least comedic podcaster. So thank you for that opportunity, Gabrus.
Oh, please. Well, thanks for fucking slumming it down here on High and Mighty. Coming over from the TDZ. What I will say for the listeners, you can tell Miles was excited to be on the show because he DM'd me a picture of a cannabis quencher, and then right before we started recording, was holding up assorted implements. He's like, bongs, grinders, saying like, I'm ready to rock. What should I do here?
Dude, a listener etched the Daily Zeitgeist in the base of this bong, like blasted
it
in.
That's fucking sick,
and then
sick,
also
dude.
in our office, like when we first got in our office, I jokingly like demanded art in the building, like fine, order whatever you wanted. I ordered a nearly 10 foot wide tapestry, a flag, if you will, with the note from the Jersey Shore printed on it. That says, you know, hi, Sam, the first night at bed when you left. And then that listener so lovingly also etched that into the neck of the bong. So it's like a just grotesquely zeitgeisty bong.
That's awesome. Speaking of Zeitgeist office, I think I was there when you first opened it. And glad to hear you got a thing on the walls because I thought... I thought I was showing up to get fucking killed on camera.
I was like, oh, Gabriel, it's so good to meet you, man. Can't wait to get in your interview you.
Oh, yeah. Just tell us a tweet that you like this week. Or
hey, what are you sipping on over there? What do you got over there?
Oh, that's what my little concoction. Yeah. I got cannabis quencher. Shout out to cannabis quencher mixed with like iced tea and a little fresh squeeze of lemon.
So the vials you showed me was cannabis quencher?
Same brand. They just have like new shots that they're working out, like 100 milligram shots.
Big shout out to Cannabis Quencher. Because like you said, I started sipping this over like the last week. And I was flashing back to the days I used to abuse Valium and stuff. I was like, whoa, this is like low stakes lean. And I'm loving it.
Yeah. Well, it's like as your tolerance skyrockets, you're like, oh, I need to have... I don't want to have five pieces of chocolate or five gummies.
Do you ever get worried?
Then this comes
that like the THC receptors are fully just blown out in your brain because Quar has only got sent me deeper. Like I'm hitting the throttle on this shit now.
I got to go back to like taking a couple of days off a week after the quarantine or like a 2 week no weed
CBD cleanse or something.
something just because my tolerance is through the roof. I just at like 3 or 4 p.m. every day start smoking and like microdosing edibles. And then microdosing, it used to be like, oh, I'll pop 10. And then now I'm like making a 25 milligram iced tea and I might have another one. After like I'm like indestructible
dangerous.
Now. Also, when you're not leaving, it's hard to tell how high you really are because you're like, I don't need motivation or faculties. I just have to like engage with my wife, eat food, watch content.
Repeat.
This is like, this is like what I'm building.
I had a moment where like, I forgot. I was like, I was making I was making some bolognese sauce, some gravy on Sunday. And I was dropping some off to my mom because she loves meat sauce. And I was sipping a CQ quencher, baby. And partway through, I was like, wait, I got to slow down. I got to drive a little bit to drop this thing off. To the point where I got to my mom, I was like, yeah, here's a sauce, man. I got to go, love you, please. This thing's about to kick in hardcore, and I don't want to be in a car. And she's like, bye, son. It is what it is.
What don't you want something to kick, like, and you realize, oh, I'm talking about legal medicine.
But just more like, I'd hate to be, you know, get like a deuce from being too high behind the wheel. Like that would just be a laughable thing to happen.
Oh,
just like
no.
Unacceptable.
Right. Because now it's like, it's so sketchy to take Lyft or Uber that my game, I was like immune. I was never afraid because I'd be like, oh, if I get so baked and have to go somewhere, I could just Lyft. Now I'm always like, all right, babe, you're driving to go pick up takeout tonight? She's like, yes. I'm like, perfect.
Right. They're like, what? Like, we just got drive-through from Panda Express. Like, you were going to get bombed either way? Just had to make sure. You never know. Got to be safe, babe.
I'm down to go with you, but I'm down to do all the in-person reactions. I'm just not driving under this.
The other thing about the tolerance stuff is because I think we're on an accelerated timeline in LA because everything, like, most Angelenos laugh if you're just like, you smoke weed? They're like, what do you mean, like diamonds? What do you mean, caviar? What do you mean? Like, all, what do you vape? Like, what's the mix? What kind of edibles you take? And now, like, I used to just be able to, like, I remember the early days when, like, a pre-roll was such a nice thing, you know? And I'm like, oh, this is great.
When it was like,
oh, this is fantastic. Like a cigarette, I wake up, just have a coffee, hit a quick J, come back inside, do some reading, get ready for the show, whatever. Now I'm like, to the point where I'm like at the store, I look like I'm scratching my neck. I'm like, well, how many, yeah. Like, what kind of distillate is in there? Is it all concentrates? Like, cause it can't just be flour, man. It's too much.
Dude, I'm still as flour as much as possible, but yeah, I'm getting caught up in the THC arms race. It's funny. We're going to talk gadgets. And I think the cannabis world activates that like gadget mentality when I'm like,
yeah,
bro. Oh, you,
I've
oh,
got
I used
everything.
To just smoke a great. Yeah, I've got all the toys. I know about any new product. I like you're saying pre-rolls used to be high tech.
Right.
Like it used to be like you showed if you had a pre-roll in New York, like if you pulled out like a pre-roll or someone visited and you were like, "Yo, look, they sell packs of joints."
Like let me see that too.
They'd have a fucking
what?
Yeah.
Hey, can I take a photo of this?
Like, okay. And now you're like, "Oh," and literally the other day I'm like looking up how to make cannabis infused coffee creamer so I could just have like medicated coffee. And
Johnny,
I'm like,
baby.
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
I know.
Ooh, dude. I mean, that's like when you really got to let them know, like, I got it. Look, I have a thing that I drink that will not arouse suspicion, so I must integrate the weed into that.
But it is that thing where it's like, oh, yeah, it's cool. And then I get caught up in all the fun shit. I bought a volcano. Going past gadget loyalty, I have like company loyalty. When I run into a good company and they do a good product, I get.
I'm the same.
I'm at the level. I think it happens to a lot of like once, especially I'm 38. Me and my wife both have jobs and we don't have kids and we live in an apartment. Like I live that city life. So I'm like. If I like Yeti coolers, anything I'm going to have that's a cooler is going to be fucking
Where's
Yeti.
My cup? I have like all Yeti cups that I drink out of. Like it ain't
Bro,
exactly.
Same.
I'm glad to know we're on the same planet. I'm loyal to a fault where it's like one thing I had a good experience like Big League Chew. I'm like, "Bruh, I ain't never chewing anything else. I don't care if I ate it when I was 8, but this shit is amazing."
Miles, you taking fish oil or multivitamin? Nah, dude, I had Big League Chew when I was like 8. That shit's fire. It's like, wait. I don't think it's supposed to take the place of everything.
Yeah, I do that. And then like if I want a protein supplement, I get that little container that looks like dip, but it's actually shredded up beef jerky. Pack a lip of that, get my protein. Big League Chew.
Hit the bench, pack a lip of fucking ground up beef jerky.
Do some decline bench press, get that lower pec activated. You know what's up.
And you find yourself like, oh, I was loyal to a fault. Talk about loyalty to a fault. I love this brand of shorts that I kind of popped off on Instagram called Chubbies. And I'm a huge fan of short shorts, especially their cozy shit. And then fucking like 6 months ago, I bought another round and they changed the material on their shit.
Ooh.
And they kind of and if they went it feels like they went cheaper and the material's worse and the fit is weirder.
And I know this question I'm about to ask you is going to hit you directly in your heart because I know you like food the way I do and I know you like your neighborhood the way I do. Has there ever been a change of ownership at a restaurant you loved and then when you went back you're like they fucked with the recipe? It's such a small thing and I don't understand why people do this, man. The consumer will know. There's a place, Henry's Tacos in the Valley. It's like legendary. And they got in a dispute. They got kicked out. A Cactus Taqueria moved in where they used to be. And then they found a spot like just a block down. But the first day I went there, they fucked with the tortilla and they fucked a little bit with the consistency of the meat. And I was like, this feels like an imposter now.
Oh man, I know that feeling too well. I wish I could say I knew it better, but I live in West Hollywood. No restaurant lasts like 18 months here. It's like they just immediately, they're flipping like quarterly at this point. I'll go on the road, do like a weekend away. I'll come back and there'll be three new restaurants where fucking formerly an expensive sink store.
Right. Well, what about in Long Island? Aren't there like, didn't you have favorites that
they do that?
What's the deal over there?
Yes. Well, they fuck with that. Like, and it's always, and in the case with Chubby's, and especially with, you can pinpoint that it's money too, when it's like, oh, these rolls, I bet, are cheaper. Yeah. And now the sandwich suffers because they switched to this roll. And now I'll never come here again, but they're saving 18 cents a unit or whatever. And I think Chubby's did that because the material is scratchier and less cozy. And I'm like, oh, you fucks. And it's so... And it's a bummer because, like, when these big companies get bigger, you're like, oh, I'm glad to hear you're making money. And then when they go to fucking ring out another 10 cents, and you're like, well, fuck you, pal. Fuck
that's
you.
That's the curse of, like, having that demand, baby. They're like, well, now we got to change. We got to switch manufacturers because I got to make 10 times the amount of Chubbies now.
And I just read the book "Let My People Go Surfing" by the guy, the CEO of Patagonia.
Okay,
the founder of Patagonia, and like they're crazy about their materials always being top notch and all this shit. And I just read all that, and at the same time as I felt I was being personally affronted by Chubbies, that I started to be like, how hard is it to just give a shit about your fucking customer? And I was like so worked. I drafted a fucking letter to Chubbies.
Good
like
for you.
Messaged them on all, and I just, and they were like, we can, I'm like, that we can offer a refund. I'm like, I already took the tags off and tried washing them to make them more comfortable. And they were like, well, we're so sorry. We can offer you 50% off your next order. And I'm like, fucking, chained to the redwood tree, being like, sorry, bro, not gonna buy another. And like,
you're
and,
Tank Man
like,
in Tiananmen
give a
Square.
Fuck one guy. I'm comparing I'm like Rosa Parks of short shorts for wealthy white guys.
Hey, look, but this is the people need to know the severity, the seriousness of your relationship to the product. Because a Gabrus endorsement is not something that he takes lightly.
No. Well, that's the crazy thing too with our careers is like I get into these gadgets and I get loyal and I'm like, I play myself on my podcast like you do on your podcast. Like, so it's hard not to talk about real shit. But then also you're like, well, if Yeti isn't giving me any fucking money, they get lost. I'll talk about Yeti to my friends and recommend it, but I'm not going to be on my... But the Yeti product is so fucking
it's
strong.
Amazing.
Here I am talking. Yeah.
I like almost get off on putting a cup full of ice in one and just like leaving it out and being like, dude, I'm going to come back in 8 hours and that shit's going to barely be melted. And that's only for an audience of me.
Dude, I'm going to go write down gender norms here. This is like classic dad shit.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, and I didn't realize it at the time, like why, but what is dads and gadgets? Like, or dad, like I'm literally, my wife is so tired of me going, feel this, feel this, feel it. There's still ice in that. I made this drink yesterday.
Right. And
she's like,
the refrain that we always hear back is, what is that? What do you care? What does that matter? What do you mean? Any cup? What do you mean? Well, it's just that look, we got these shitty plastic cups from Target. Put ice in there. That shit's melted in 15 minutes in this valley heat. Now put that in a Yeti. You can come back in 4 hours. And you won't even have any melted water to drink out the bottom. That's what matters, miss.
Yeah, actually, that's the only fault I have with Yeti is that I'm like, fuck, I need to put more water in this because this is all ice right now. Because
the fun thing, too, is like you drink something super sweet on ice and you're like, you know, once I kill it, the ice will then melt and I'll have like a second drink that is slightly more palatable and less, you know, like less likely to induce a diabetic shock or something like that. So I think, just not having that in the Yeti, I'm always like, I constantly do the thing where it's just ice hitting my teeth and I'm like, oh,
you just hear it like you hear like the loud crash of the ice.
You're like, okay, well, could have used some liquid there. But gadgets I think are dope because I don't know, every gadget that I like or aspire to get, like I just envision a new life with it. It's so weird. I think, and it's not like I'm really that susceptible to most marketing, but very specific things, I do the work for the company where I'm like, yes, when I have the stores in Bickle, Shifty or whatever, what's their vaporizer called?
They have the
Session.
The little ones called? Is the Mighty.
Oh, or what's like the thing that looks like a, it's like their handheld vaporizer has like the little straw in it. Anyway, that thing, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to the White House and I'm hitting weed and no one knows. And then I meet people and it's great and I'm as high as I want to be because sometimes those little vape cartridges don't cut it. I like flower. That's like, I'm doing that work for them. There's no need for an ad at that point.
Right. Dude, you said it like that, this whole new world, this new thing is opening for me. To me, it's this weird like optimization. It's like, I drink ice water and iced coffee all the time at home. Would be so dope. And like what I've also done is gotten really good at making my cold brew in the morning where I have like a system and I know the companies, the creamer, the companies, the how many ice cubes, the measurements.
Whoa.
And it's all minor shit, but it happens if you work from home for 6 years and you make your own, you decide to make your own coffee to save money. Then you're like, actually, I know I don't need these two ice cubes. Like you start to like learn your system and like I have my cup and it's just about, and then you're like, oh, like with rolling weed or whatever, you're like, oh, I like to buy flour and then roll it and stuff cones because it's cheaper than buying pre-rolls. And I can make some. And then you're like, oh, do they
cone
make
fillers?
A huge grinder? Yeah, a cone. Exactly. And that's all the shit that comes. And then that's how you end up with a grinder that can grind an eighth at a time. Look at this fucking thing.
Dude, it's I got a pretty big house. One too. Yeah, this is we're from the same planet, Gabrus. I always felt this about us, even though like we've only physically been around each other a couple of times. I'm like, dude, I know this dude. I know where this fool gets it.
One time you got me. I was wasted. You got me some Al's beef in Chicago, and I sprayed that into my sink and shower morning. So it was
a great time because I think that was the first time we had met at a podcast festival, and you were already blacked out from your live show.
I did a power hour. Yeah.
And then like you got to the hotel bar, but you were relatively, I was like, oh, I think this dude's a drunk like how I am, where he's not like super all stumbly, slurry. Like it's like, I think this guy is something's wrong. And then maybe just like vanish and then you've actually died. But like the just intensity. The other thing I was going to think about tolerance, right? Like I'm sure it's with you. Like for me to drink, I like to drink to get a buzz, right? But I have to drink a lot to get a buzz. And a lot of the times I come off like someone who is like getting the shakes from not drinking, but I don't drink that often, but I just need to feel it. And I was getting that vibe when we were just putting away drink after drink, and I was like, I think we're both really fucked up, and like, and we both are gonna eat now. Ugh.
Well, also, I also had pre-rolls that I flew to Chicago with. I smuggled, and I was like, I got some Cali pre-rolls, and you were like, hell yeah, I'll order Al's beef for. I'm like, this dude, we have not, we have met once doing the Daily Zeitgeist, and our paths have crossed, sort of. And then we're next thing we know, we're like banging down shots, smoking pre-rolls on the streets of Chicago, and then eating Al's beef over a trash can.
Just grease to your wrists. It was such a delicious sandwich. That's why I'm so. Do you ever mess with Gold Belly?
Bro, I just sent the link to my wife earlier today. Because I started fucking. I spent like an hour stoned as hell surfing Gold Belly today.
It's again. Wow. Another place.
Have you had any luck ordering
I've ordered it as a gift, and the person said it was good. Now, I'm curious because there's a lot of things on there that appeal to me, and I think as much as they do to you, because like we have plenty of food in the city that we can order out from or make ourselves, but like kind of getting that like inner Guy Fieri to act up and be like, let me get some regional shit fucking here now. Because what's cool is a lot of the shipping is free now. So it's like, it's pretty much like helping stimulate a local business like in another part of the country.
Right. And well, I feel that way because like I live by that when in Rome mentality as someone who gets to travel for both work and pleasure. Now that I'm not doing it, I'm like, well, let me try some fucking Memphis barbecue from some spot I never had. Let's order a pound of their brisket. Because like
about to get a muffaletta.
I saw the muffaletta from the Provisions.
Central Grocer in
New Orleans. And then also, I want to order Ugly Drum from L.A. It's just downtown.
What's that
That's like pastrami. Oh, if you haven't had Ugly Drum pastrami, I think it's maybe the best pastrami I've ever had.
Whoa. Okay.
Yes. Yes. It's unreal.
What are we talking? Because it's like based the fat content? Because that's what I like about a good pastrami. You need that fat. It can't be too lean.
Dude, their burn ends that they do of fucking pastrami, because they smoke it, and it's so, yes, okay. Bro. They're usually at that Sunday smorgasbord thing down in,
yeah.
They're usually down there. Also, a friend of mine, former guest of the podcast, runs that shit. When this is free,
we should go
down there, because we can have a little table with like an alley to blaze in, and we can just keep fucking grazing.
Brought to you by
Blazing Graze.
Brought to you by Cannabis Quencher and our Yetis. I mean, come on, baby. We're walking advertisements here.
Yes, dude. Reach out, Cannabis Quencher and
these
Yeti.
I'm telling you, people who are listening, these aren't flimsy endorsements here. We have smiles on our faces like we're looking at like we just Googled boobs for the first time as children.
And we are not being paid by them. We want
no,
to
No, exactly.
We are not, yeah.
It's funny how, yeah, at a certain point, like, you get dependent on a product and you're like, now I gotta tell you I love you so the money can flow the other way.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm trying to look at my calendar real quick, but also I really love Feels CBD and Mac Weldon. Just
me
reading
as well.
The advertisers from this week.
Also, if you haven't checked out the Father's Day sale at Macy's, guys, you are missing out. Also, hey, Jonathan, se habla español?
Sí, con Duolingo. Everything's es posible. I got so high, I was trying to keep one language going at a time. I couldn't manage it. What do you think this love of gadgets comes from? Because even when you're a kid, I think you're a little younger than me, but there was still like Nintendo. Are you a Nintendo family or a Sega family? Are you PlayStation or are you Xbox? Are you? And there's like this weird kind of loyalty. And I've never felt that way. But I do find, like, I love having a video game system. Like, I don't have, like, strong preferences about one or the other necessarily.
Yeah, I was kind of I'm a Sony boy, I think, because I'm half Japanese. So part of me, like, felt an affinity. But, I mean, I'll be 36 this year. So we're pretty similar in age. And
yeah,
I think it's a combination, too, of, like, not, I think, being a kid, right? And having your imagination set off, like, the fucking Turtle Comp. In Ninja Turtles, like that was like a two-way pager that did FaceTime. What the fuck? But it was like a compact that had the turtle shell aesthetic. I was like, I want that. I want that because I want to be a Ninja Turtle, and to be a Ninja Turtle, I have to have that. Because what I have as 4-year-old Miles is not this shit. It's bullshit.
I know. I remember like fucking probably there's probably 10 years. In between 88 and 98 that me and my brothers tried to get walkie-talkies that worked. Right. And it never worked like the movies worked, because obviously it was all fake. But we wanted that so bad that like
was
shit.
Was it because of Big?
Well, it was like Big, even like
weren't they
Monster Squad.
Didn't they have walkie-talkies that they would talk to each other on? Because it's weird. Whenever you say stuff like that, I'm always like, I saw Big and that made me want a walkie-talkie. But anyway, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. No. I'm saying that's a gadget you see and you're like, this would be a game changer for me as a kid. This would be, or like when the first time I saw like a go-ped, like a motorized bicycle, yeah. I was like, dude, if I had, or like when in Legend of Billie Jean, they had a quad, like a kid with his own ATV.
Yeah.
I was like, if I had this, it would be, and it's, when you're a kid, it's like everything is freedom. Yeah. Like you're talking about like this new world, like then I could call my friend. If I could, like, it goes back to even like, you want superpowers when you're a kid so that you don't have to deal with like your life the way it is. And it's like, oh, gadgets are like a version of that in a way.
Right.
If I could communicate with my friends using the turtle shell comm, then my life would be better.
Great. Or the Dick Tracy watch. I remember the Dick Tracy watch was another thing I wanted as a kid. And I remember being pissed right on my birthday. I got what looked like on the outside a Dick Tracy watch. Like it was the thing.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, holy shit. But I'm fucking, you know, 7 or whatever, 8. I'm an idiot. So I'm like, oh my God, it's the fucking. I open the thing and it's a regular ass dumb fucking watch that just looked like the Dick Tracy watch. And I was so fucked up about it. I still remember now. I was like, this is horseshit. Like, what the fuck? Why even make this? You saw what it did. The fucking movie, he's doing all this shit with it. I want that shit. And instead I have a fucking stupid LCD crystal display bullshit that I'm going to break and not tell my mom I did on purpose and say, well, that's why I can't wear it anymore. But fuck that fake ass Dick Tracy watch. And I think that's the other thing too. There's like a level of like, again, it's the imagination to where technology can go. And I think that's how it extends into an adulthood is like, fuck, man, look at this tech shit. Like, it's happening. That's why now, if there's some shit that does something like a Dick Tracy watch, I want that. You know what I mean? Or if there's something that's like a hoverboard, I want that. Because I have all these fantastic memories tied to that, like, sort of escapism as a child.
Wait, also, you just said something that unlocked shit for me. You said you got, like, the knockoff one. That was my shit, too, growing up. It's like, I want this. And either if I got the actual product, it was never like it was in the commercial or in my mind.
Never.
But never. But more than that, I never got the thing I even wanted. I got like the Spalding pumps.
Right.
And I'm like, well, now I can't dunk because I don't have the Reebok pumps. I got fucking Spaldings. Right. I got the Apex jacket when everyone else has got the starter jacket. Right. I'm about to get fucking roasted at the monkey bars. But like that shit. And so that I think that travels over into adulthood where I'm like, I like Yeti brand cups. Guess what? If I can control it, I'm not drinking out of anything else.
It's the exact same thing. And to your point, it reminds me of the Proton Pack, the Ghostbusters Proton Pack, because that was some shit that the idea was cool, but it was an injection molded plastic piece of shit and was nothing like what the actors were wearing in the film. And what's funny is as a kid, that got me really into props. Because I think the art of prop making became my primary focus because I'm like, well, I want that. Like, I want the thing from the movie because this, when it gets to me, it's a watered down bullshit puddle. So I got hyper into prop making and like books on prop making and documentaries on props and like Rick Baker's house and like all like film effects because I'm like, man, like they're like for a long time, I wanted to do that because I wanted to make, if I couldn't have it, then fuck it, I'll make it. And
that there's something cool about that because like at that age you know that even Venkman's proton pack in the movie is a prop. So you're not like I'm mad that I can't catch ghosts with mine. I'm just mad that my shit looks mad.
Busted.
Like it looks dumb. Yeah,
this shit had lights and switches. This is a solid piece of plastic with nylon fucking straps that will break.
I know. And then you're like, I have an imagination, but I need you to come a little bit of the way with me and give me something that makes me when I put
teeth into.
Dude, like I had one toy gun when I was a kid that was like kind of heavy, and it just meant the world to me that I had like, and like whenever I would play with it, I'd be like, this is some. I mean, granted, now I'm describing like white privilege. Yeah. Like whenever I would play with my realistic toy gun in my front yard,
in front of the
police
station,
it always felt so real. Whenever I'd wave it around Roosevelt Field Mall, no, but it was like one of those things where I was like, oh, this. You can have more fun with the prop that just made you feel.
Yeah.
And then you feel that as an adult.
It legitimizes
like,
everything.
To a lesser degree.
Because it's all fantasy.
Like with clothes. I'm not a clothes guy, but when I find something that I like that fits well and makes me feel good when I wear it, and I'll fucking, I do like the fucking non-fashion 38-year-old dude thing where I'm like, oh, this brand of shirts fit, looks perfectly, and I feel good wearing it. Looks like they have six styles. I'll buy these three of them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and, but, you put it on and you're like, I know I don't look that different than normal, but I feel so much better. And that's the same shit as the Proton
Pack.
You're like, buy the shirt that makes you feel good, not the shirt that you think you deserve.
No. Yeah, the one that you know, you need to feel like Peter Venkman. You know what I mean? You got to feel like Egon. If that looks different, fine. But if you have that Egon feeling, then be gone. Egon?
Mission accomplished, dude.
And
Egon, Egon.
And like, I had a fucking, oh man, I had this one toy gun that was so dope that another kid tried to steal it from me and I had to it became contentious, but it was a Japanese toy that had like a full-on magazine in it that you would load these like kind of heavier sort of plastic half brass rounds into, and you charged it with batteries, and every time you pulled the trigger, like the rail would come back and it would expel a cartridge with every shot you took, and it was like the wildest, and I was like, this is my shit. people would play like cops and shit, I would pull this shit out and they're like, whoa. I'm like, exactly, bro. Thank God we're indoors. But like, it was so, like, I remember a friend's mom was upset because it looked so real. And I get it. It was like, it was ridiculous looking, but it was empowering. I felt like Judge Dredd, because I remember seeing the Judge Dredd movie. And that was another time Stallone's gun in that movie was amazing.
That shit was fucking huge. I loved it. Yo, I'm jealous of that toy gun you described now. Like, I wish I had that now to fuck around with in my house.
I wish I could find it.
Dude, prop guns was like, toy guns is one of the things, and rightfully so with hindsight, that fell off super hard. You couldn't find one that wasn't like fucking blue that said toy gun on the
side. Or like have to have that orange cap on the tip. My friend growing up, his mother was an epidemiologist who was specifically studying children being killed holding toy guns.
Jesus.
And I remember like there was a time I had like an airsoft gun on me and like, it was like, yo, don't bring that around his mom, bro. Like, you know, it's a problem. I was like, I know. I had to keep, it felt like I had like fucking, you know, like a snuff film or something on me. It was like such contraband in that house. But yeah, I mean, it was like a huge deal, man. Like in a lot of kids now, just still, I mean, now you see it in the news and it's like, yeah, there was different times back then.
Yeah. For fuck's sake. Jesus. That scares the shit out of me. I think it's safe to say, got a little stress, a little anxiety, some, you know, 38-year-old ex-jock chronic pain. But I'm sure a lot of people are similar in that way. And for me, I like Feels. It's premium CBD that you get delivered directly to your doorstep. It helps naturally reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. It's CBD. It's high quality CBD, tasteless, few drops under your tongue, and you can feel the difference within minutes. And the cool thing about Feels is F-E-A-L-S. They have real human support. They have a hotline for people who are new to CBD. It's a natural way to help fall asleep and help reduce stress. So it's got Gabrus written all over it. Join the Feels community and you get Feels delivered to your door every month and you'll save money on every order. You can pause and cancel at any time. I love my monthly Feels delivery, that's for sure. Feels has me feeling my best every day and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/mighty and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/mighty to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/mighty. What other gadgets or things that you didn't like? I'm trying to think. I love my AirPods. Mm-hmm. Like there's something that like I saw them come out and I was like, ugh.
Me too.
And then when I used them once and I was like, oh, this is convenient.
You remember,
I
would ugh to
As I normally do, I went from disgusted to fully coming.
Exactly.
That my usual path. But it was one of those things where I'm like, who cares? And then I just used them. I got them and someone recommended them to me. They're like, it's great for the gym because then you don't need to have your phone in your pocket. You can keep your phone in your bag and you're less likely to look at it. And that activated me like getting the phone out of my pocket, but keeping the content coming while I work out is all I needed.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, now I could deadlift and my fucking, or do dumbbell rows and my fucking cord won't get in the way. I started using them and their ease of use with them was so wild. And now that I'm a 38-year-old man, I'm less prone to losing shit. Like I used to just lose shit all the time.
Right.
Like I'm allowed to have I'm allowed to have something that's over $200 and this big.
That's it. Yeah.
Now this is a fucking game changer.
Yeah.
These are so dope for like walking around or fucking doing chores around the house. And it's a simple gadget. Everyone has it, but I now am like a dude who swears by Apple AirPods.
It's the cords not being there and all that. I like a couple months before everything like changed, I was in Chicago and I had some time to kill and I just ate a bunch of Kiva like chocolate covered blueberries and had like a Pax on me and I was just walking around like Millennium Park and like going to the museum and I had AirPods in, but the whole thing, like I didn't have wires. So I was you know, I'm high And so I'm thinking, this is the score right now of like this scene. And like, there's a drone shot of me walking and I'm just like hitting this. It's ridiculous. And, but those are the thoughts I'll have. And again, I'm like, and that's why I'm satisfied with this product. Because if I had headphones on, I'm like, who's this guy? What's this motherfucker looking at me for? Do they know I'm high? Otherwise, I don't know why I have these in. I'm like Mr. Cool Guy.
You're describing something special. And I'm sure a lot of my listeners can understand that being high as fuck, doing a solo event or journey or something while listening to something that no one else is listening to, whether it's a book, a podcast, or a song. But like,
oh, fuck yeah.
I love when I'm on tour by myself, I love nothing more. My wife's always like, she'll give me a call. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm high as fuck. I'm on a street. I don't know. I haven't looked at Google Maps until I'm like stressed about where I am. And then she's like, really? And again, that's male privilege and arguably white privilege as well, that I'm allowed to walk around a city at
night.
Double
privilege bonus.
And then I'll be like, this is to me a highlight of like a way to see a city. I'll be like, Oh yeah, I remember. I listened to like 12 chapters wandering around Dallas alone. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or and I'll bump like some one EDM track going through the Art Institute of Chicago. And then like I get to the piece from Ferris Bueller's Day Off and I'm like crying. But I'm listening to like something that's like, it has like, and just like, I don't know why, but that's where I am. And I'm reacting to this piece very differently. But that's like the cool thing about the AirPods. I don't know. And
There's two. Yeah. That is so real. You just reminded me, I was in Austin like a couple of months ago before this all went down. And I was doing one of my like, oh, I'm going to go on a long stoned walk and eventually meet up with my brother who happened to be in town. We're going to have lunch.
Right.
And then I was like, ooh, I'm really kind of far away. I'd have to hustle. It's kind of hot. And then I see a bird scooter and I'm like, yo, I could probably do this bird scooter. I'm fucking baked, but I could probably do this bird scooter. Just be smart and be safe. I get on. I'm feeling good. I'm still listening to an audiobook, and I'm like, this doesn't feel right for a scooter. Mm-hmm. Literally, while I'm going over a bridge, I'm like, hey, Siri, play Strong As I Am by the Prime Movers, which is just this random song I like. And I don't know. I'm so high. I'm screaming it. People are looking at me. She starts playing it. And I got like 3 miles left on the ride, and it's the best I've ever felt. Yeah. I'm like in my own movie. Like I got sunglasses. I'm like moments away from death if anyone fucking changes lanes or something in front of me. I'm gonna...
It's so simple.
But I felt like a fucking king.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why it's funny. Like I don't ever foresee myself being like the kind of person who really needs like the most necessarily like expensive things. I'm just so into like transformative experiences where I think I'm just chasing that thrill of being a kid. Like it's not from having like a Mercedes or something, which could be cool to like if it was driving super fast or something like that. But like I admire those kinds of, and I like cars, don't get me wrong, but like I'd much rather be like, fuck it, I'll spend like a ton of money on a VR headset, or like I'll spend more money on the newest, like on a Puffco Peak or something like that. Just other things that allow me to do things differently and still get my itch. I'm like, I'm on the fucking wave of the future, bro. Like I'm fucking riding it, bro. That's where I'm at.
And we're not talking about like we needed to have some huge come up where we made a bunch of loot to finally do this shit. Even the stuff,
I just need it.
Some of the stuff I'm even thinking of. Yeah. Some of the stuff I'm thinking of too is like on a small scale. It's like, I remember when I got deodorant just for my gym bag. And I was like, I just have like, it's a $4 investment or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was the smartest thing I ever did that I never had to like remember to move my, or be like, oh, my deodorant's in my gym bag.
Yeah.
Just going, and this is probably.
It's like that meme where like the light's exploding out of the head at different levels. Yeah. And like the last one is like gym bag only deodorant.
Right. And it's so, I'm sure there are people listening to this, like I, as an adult person, new to do something like that.
Sure.
But I'm dumb and I've used to like scraping by, but the idea of like just having though, and when I did that, that like not unpacking and repacking that, I was like, oh shit, you know what else I'm gonna have? I travel a lot for work. I'm gonna buy a third stick of deodorant that's in my dop kit that just goes so I never forget. And next thing I know, I'm like, it took me to buy three, not sticks, jars, because talking about product loyalty, I love organic Fat in the Moon deodorant.
What is that?
So Yeah, I my buddy Ryan Stanger uses it, and he got me hooked on it. I never felt more like the tech guy in a movie than when I shoot my wheelie chair across my room to grab something
and then
shoot back. Yeah, and be like, and this is Fat in the Moon deodorant. This shit is like, it's just like coconut oil and baking soda, more or less. It's like,
and it works.
It works for me, and I used to be a nasty sweater, and I used antiperspirant for a long time. But now that I've switched,
what is this? A fucking ad? Look at us.
Yeah,
again.
It's what.
Cannabis Quencher, Yeti, get at us. I mean, honestly, very low.
Those are two products. I'll sign.
I'll get a tattoo.
I'll go to the fuck. I'll get Yeti on my neck, dude.
I'll get teardrop Yeti tattoo.
Holy shit. This is how high I am. I can't believe I left this detail out previously, but you just reconnected me. I was taking the scooter in Austin to meet my brother to have a drink at the Yeti store, which in Austin has an outdoor bar attached to it.
Oh, do they serve everything in Yetis?
Yes.
Oh,
and
fuck
do you,
off, John.
And do you sit on Yeti coolers at a low bar around the bartender? You fucking know it. Yo, Daily Zeitgeist and High and Mighty next Austin, South by. And bring us
Yeti
just
house.
To eat.
Sponsored Yeti by presents. Cannabis Quencher. Dude, we got it, baby. I mean, this is the most organic shit ever.
Our Venn diagram is rapidly becoming a circle.
But that Venn diagram, that's a powerful group, man. People sipping Cannabis Quencher out of Yeti. Yeah, I would love to see all of us gather with our powers combined.
Yeah, I want to meet anyone who's very into Yetis and has the tolerance to fucking lightly sip on 40 mg's for an afternoon. They're in my crew automatically.
The new Edward 40 hands, bro.
Yeah, they could be flat earthers and anti-vaxxers, and they're still allowed in the crew.
Yeah, I'm like, Stephen Miller, man. He's like, wait, hold on, man. What are you sipping in that Yeti? He's like, oh, it's Cannabis Quencher.
I'm like, you know what? Close the fucking borders. Get in, brother.
Hey, man. Let's give this guy a shot real quick. Just real quick. Let's see what he has to say. As soon as he gets racist, he's out. But maybe we misunderstood. Okay, he's racist. Yeah, all right. Get him out.
Here's something embarrassing to mention as a 38-year-old. Every once in a while, I find out someone is like surprisingly a stoner. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, that's cool. Even though I'm almost 40, I'm still always like, well, that's cool.
Hell yeah.
Like, I'm
of
like,
course.
I find that to be pretty cool.
I think that's like the eternal kids in us, too. It's like when I remember hearing about the first high school teacher, like afterwards, who like I smoked weed with. I was like, fuck yeah, bro. I'm like, all right, dude, you're cool. That guy was actually a scumbag, though.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, never mind.
Yeah, because also it's like smoking weed is not something that like has any barrier to entry. Where it's like,
yeah.
Yo, you know who smoked? I heard Jeffrey Dahmer smoke weed. That's actually pretty tight, dude.
All right. I mean, fuck you. If that was his vibe, probably the music was probably chill.
That's his vibe. At least,
dude. Please, dude, give him that. He's the homie, dude, JD. The other gadget, though. The other thing I realized is, like, I would also get my head spun by, like, futuristic TV shows. Like, anything that gave me just enough of the future, I was, like, super into. Like, that show Sequest, DSV.
Oh, hell yeah.
With Roy Scheider.
With Jonathan Brandis.
And, yeah, rest in peace, Jonathan Brandis.
R.I.P., yeah. Sidekicks.
And Roy Scheider. And I just remember that being, like, oh, fuck, dude. Again, imagine if we lived under the sea, dude, like this, in like this kind of sophisticated way, and like we were fucking with dolphins like that. Like, I remember like it set off like a whole like under the sea science like trend in toys. Like there was like a Lego underwater lab kit that I had, which was basic. I know that they were riding the Sequest wave. So Sequest out.
Right, right.
That was like a fantastic thing. Like, and I just remember being like, that is... It's just shit like that. Anything that offered me a glimpse into a way of living differently with technology was like that's all I needed. That's all I needed.
Yeah, and that's just sort of like taking gadgets, extrapolating it all the way out is like, oh, dude, imagine if you could. And then it's like, oh, being able to answer a phone call by tapping your ear, that is like movie gadget
shit.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That is like that's some... The first time I saw like a fucking Special Forces movie where they talked using like that thing that goes on their neck and they kind of like squeeze
whisper?
It on their atoms. Yeah. That
it's like
shit.
A whisper system? Yeah.
Yeah. That shit where they're always like, Tango dude, down. I was like, I need that.
What's so funny, dude, is I was typing a list of things because like when we're like, all right, let's do gadgets. I was like, let me just write some shit down off the top of my head. And one of my notes was SWAT uniforms from Speed.
Bro, I want Keanu's watch from Speed. I want the full getup. His outfit is fucking sick.
Yes.
His haircut looks tight. Like, I want that military, the buzz cut with the widow's peak, yeah, kind of. He looked fucking cool as hell.
That was the best, like, pro cop shit propaganda I've ever seen. I was like, I'm gonna be a cop, bro. Yes,
bro. Hindsight 2020, how much of my favorite movies growing up was just soft military, pro-military,
oh, everything,
and soft pro cop, and soft pro white guy with a gun fixing an, yeah, entire ghetto, like everything, all this terrible shit. I was just like, these are my favorite movies.
Yeah, well, we were just mainlining all that shit, like, right? No matter what, you know what I mean, like The Rock, I was like, yep, that's, I get it. I see Hummel's point too, honestly.
Yeah. The CIA is, yeah, always good guys. Yeah. The FBI always. Is always.
And then I went, and then I'm like, the School of the Americas? What's that? Wait, what? But like, even with The Rock, like, another thing, that military shit, I wanted that black and white urban camo. Like, that was an outfit I made my parents buy me for my birthday. They're like, what are you going to do with this? I'm like, I just need to wear this shit, okay?
I had urban camo, too. The second you could see, like, the camo that wasn't just the normal, yeah, like, camo that you...
What?
When the white, black, and gray one came, yeah, around, which is the one you're discussing, I was like, I need this
or
shit.
Or Van Damme in Street Fighter.
Oh, what the fucking...
And Kylie Minogue, oh, too, as Cammy. I was like, wait, blue camo?
Yeah. And then it's like, what are they even trying to hide in? Who cares? Yeah. This is just looks tight as hell.
Amazing.
Holy shit. Yo, SWAT shit, always. I, yeah, always wanted a vest with clips and shit.
Dude,
like,
I'm going to hook you up. My friend, a very good friend of mine, is owns a costume house that does all of the, like, so much of the military and police uniforms you see in films. They did, like, Boardwalk Empire. I, at the, like, when we graduated high school, we were going to take, like, this weird, stupid photo, like, as, like, friends, and, like, we were all going to be a different fucking occupation, like, using his costumes. And I had an LAPD SWAT uniform, like, a full uniform. Like, with a thigh holster, tack vest, fake microphone, like, and it was, like, the most gratifying moment of my life, because I was, like, 18 or whatever. I was done playing with toys. I was fully just a drugged-out, shitty teenager, like, aggro shithead. But, like, I put this on, like, and, like, you know, closed my door, and my mom's like, oh, dinner's, I'm like, get away! And I'm just like posing in the mirror with it. Was fucking sad, but it was like
holding
I had
the tack vest by the neck. Yep. You're doing all the fucking tropes, you know, of, yeah, like, all right, chief, like, you're like,
yep,
testing your gun, like, you're,
all right, let's lock and load.
All right, boys, tango down. All right, let's go. So, watch my six,
dude. We're gonna
stay frosty.
We got to get you in a SWAT outfit, dude.
Bro, all I want to do is be in an action movie. I'm going to have to, like, I'm trying to fall backwards into an action movie career,
hey,
somehow.
Yeah.
Just saw.
Okay, okay. What we need is some listener with a little bit of money to produce a short where Gabrus and I will be SWAT cops.
Hell,
we'll crowdsource,
yeah,
the fucking script or whatever. Just give us a little money to rent the cameras and shit. I swear to God, we'll make this. We'll make this. I'll get, and we'll have the most realistic shit. It's going to look stupid, but we're going to do it. And we're going to live,
bro,
out our dreams.
Bro, the small amount of times I've got to dress up in a wardrobe that wasn't like, you're the slacker in this scene, like, cause,
right,
that's, I usually, but when I get cast for something on, I get to put on, you do fall into the character a little bit. So the second you get to put on some real paramilitary shit,
oh,
it might be like Stanford experiment. You and I might be like,
yeah,
let's go, become super patriots and like,
yeah, exactly,
open the fucking Galleria Mall,
I'm
motherfucker.
Like, everyone masks off. Everyone take your fucking masks off in here.
My body, my choice.
Jesus. But just narrowly in this instance.
Of course, I'm speaking about this current situation is where the only time it makes,
yeah,
sense.
And freedom for stores, like if they're just discriminating, it's like same-sex couples who want a cake. Otherwise, stores do what I want. Okay. I need another cannabis quencher.
That... that must be part of where the fucking gadget shit comes from too. Not the shit we were just screaming about, but like the little kid shit that like when you get a gadget, like I remember when I got my first watch as a kid, it right. makes you feel like you're playing a character. You're like a grown up that knows the time now.
Oh.
Like
it's like where it's like the first time I dressed up for a dance and I thought it was in the mafia yeah. or something.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Dude.
You're like, oh, yeah. all right. Like, and it really is all this shit you see from movies. Like, I don't know. I didn't even know how to tie the fucking tie I'm wearing yet. I'm trying to like adjust it. Why?
Yeah, I just know that this is something that yeah. they do in movies.
I know you just pinch the thing here and you're like, all right, let me check myself out.
I remember I kissed a girl on the forehead at a dance. She was like shorter than me and I kissed her on the forehead and she was like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, I think I saw this. And like, I literally had just gotten it from movies. I was just like, this is something that like,
right.
but maybe it was a dad and daughter or a husband and like a wife and not like two right. 14 year olds.
All right, babe. What the fuck?
Yeah. I was like,
I don't know. That's what, like, I started winking a lot because of movies. And I couldn't do it. I was so bad at it. But, like, I didn't know how to tell a girl I liked them. So I was like, oh, yeah, wink. You just give him a wink. And the shit was always bad. It was never slick until I, like, developed proper, like, facial coordination for, like, eye independence. But more than the time, they'd be like, what are you doing?
Are you okay?
And I'm like, I'm winking. Sure? I'm like, they're like, I think he's going blind and he has an erection. Maybe his, like, Cialis has been going on for too long.
Yeah. Check his temperature. He's at 106. I think so. Shit's going bad fast.
Vaporizing himself.
Let's do some aspirational gadget talk. What's some shit like? Let's have like a kind of tacky. If we hit the lotto, like turn the corner, or even more. I'll start because there's one that I first of all, quarantine or whatever we're calling this, the stay at home shit,
yeah.
has really pointed at like. A new set of needs and wants I have.
Yeah.
Because I think I, like most, a lot of city dwellers, people who move to major cities, you kind of rely on the world around you for everything. And you're like, who cares where I live? Like, who cares? As long as I live in a cool neighborhood, I don't care if my apartment's small and because I'm just going to be out doing shit all the time. And then when you have 3 straight months of not doing anything, you're like, oh man, I need a yard. Oh, yeah. I need a place for home exercise. I need a place. So the main thing I want, my big glow up purchase will be a home sauna.
Oh.
I've come to love the sauna and I hit it at the gym all the time, but now I don't know about the future of saunas post COVID, dude.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I'm so scared.
Dude, it's like COVID in like 4D in there.
Yeah, dude. Or is the heat kill it? Who fucking knows? Either way,
yeah.
It's too scary.
I mean, man, a home sauna. Like that's always the thing though. I remember the first time, I think maybe the only time I had seen a house that had one, I was like, oh, all right, motherfucker. That's how you're playing over here? You got the fucking in-home sauna? Because that's like an opulent gadget.
Well, you know, I grew up in a world, like, I grew up in a world where pools were insane. Mm-hmm. Like, it was crazy to have a pool. Like, my wife and I always joke, one time our friend was like, and the house we bought has a pool. And my wife goes, above ground or in ground? And they were like, they're like, you just say pools here. They're all in ground in LA. You're like, oh, but like, I remember when being like a house with a pool that you have to be a billionaire to have that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, in LA, you have to be a millionaire just to have a house. So it doesn't fucking matter.
No, seriously. Unfortunately. It's like, yeah, if you want to live anywhere that you think is even just like a regular house on TV, that's a $2 million house.
Right.
Yeah. Everything else, so, yeah.
So I will say having a sauna to start my day before, it's like sauna, shower, coffee might just be like a fucking, or like to end my day.
In your mind, what is a sauna doing? Because like, I remember whenever I do it at the spa or go to like, I've gone to like Burke Williams or something like that. And you're like, all right, do the spa thing. I love going hungover because I just feel like if I endure that, like it'll be a very like detoxifying process, but I always envision being in a sauna, basically like loosening my body. And I see that would be the, I don't know, in my high mind, that's the positive aspect of having it is like a body loosener is how I think of it.
Well, you're not wrong. It does heat you up. Like on a small scale, it can warm you up literally, like get your muscles feeling warmer. So like less likely to be pulled, AKA loosening you up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think saunas have a lot of research that are out there and a lot of new Joe Rogan style research about saunas that's out there that a lot of people are digging. But I've learned to love what comes from them mentally of just like, and maybe it is just the what you're talking about, the suffering and getting over it. Yeah. Like, not a lot of shit in my life is that hard right now, you know? Like, so it's dope when like you're like, I accomplished something physically difficult.
I steamed.
And it's a way to do it without running or like doing, you know? And there's a lot of research around it. But I found after doing it frequently, some small things that it did for me was I think it cleared up my skin in a way, but the 20 minutes of just heat and quiet and like dealing with it followed by an ice cold shower did something to my brain too. That probably has a lot to do with just being quiet for 20 minutes.
Sure.
As like research studies. But mentally the sauna was, I was like, I will someday, if rich enough, have a sauna in my house to make this a daily habit for sure.
Well, I mean, sometimes you can see them on Craigslist, dude. People tossing out the old sauna. My friends bought one.
Bro, I'm not even fucking around. You see, this is the High and Mighty Studios. It's got me and my wife. We don't have kids, so the extra room is got a couch, a fucking vaporizer, a computer. I'll put a fucking standing sauna right now. I don't give a shit.
Just fucking
no one's
beam
even
up
coming over right now.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
No one's coming.
Might as well.
I'll put a fucking movie on my monitor full blast and I bring my headphones in there. Watch a movie from in the sauna every day. Get fucking come out and be 108 pounds post quarantine.
Some weird sauna version of Dr. Manhattan. Like, I don't know, dude. Something's definitely changed with him. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, he's changed at the genetic level, but it's for sure bad. Every time, sometimes I come in the room and he's a puddle. He's a human puddle.
Yeah, it's kind of it's fucked up. I'm not gonna lie. But his dick is also still out when he's in the tub.
It's blue.
Yeah, and like not like glowing like Dr. Manhattan. Like it was like
it's bad blue.
Like blue, like you know, the baby in Train Spotting blue.
It's scary. It's like sad blue. It's like, oh shit, something's wrong with Mama Cass blue. What are some of your aspirational gadgets?
Probably just some kind of home, like a theater, an in-home theater, like with the seats to sit back, like with a soda machine. You know, again, these are all the things like, it's like, yeah, I could be at the movies, but I'm not at the movies. You want to know why? It's because we don't have a soda machine. And a can of Coke is fine, but there's something about fucking just being like, fucking Coke now, like is so gratifying again because it's stupid child brain that is mostly like is at the wheel of all my sort of consumer fantasy shit. It would be like having a movie theater with an ice cream, like a soft serve icy machine and a soda, just full on soda fountain. And just those like fantastic seats, but like with I've thought about this, a ventilation system. So like I could just I could set the whole fucking theater off with 3G blunts.
Wow.
And then it's just, but quiet, right? Nothing crazy, but it's never going to settle. And people are like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, yeah, man, I invested in this shit, baby. Because I'm thinking like that, baby. That's what I do.
Bro, I'm secreting right now. I'm writing in my journal or whatever I need to do to hopefully be your neighbor. I'm like, oh, cool. I live in a fucking the one bedroom, one bath next to Miles. He lets me use his basement though, so we could
pretty cool
chief and play fucking Call of Duty Warzone on the big screen
and work on this this pilot we're writing about these two SWAT cops that get pretty high. Oh, I've been working on that pilot for about 4 years now, huh? I don't know, man. The times keep changing on us. You know? I feel like it's dated.
Dude, a home theater would be dope. Like, my wife is so aesthetic-based that we can never have our living room be, like, optimized exclusively for watching TV.
Yeah.
It's got to be for hosting and
entertaining.
And lighting. Yeah, entertaining, which is completely reasonable. Yeah. She lives here, too. But someday I hope to have, like, the ability to turn one room into, like, it gets pitch black, the music gets fucking loud, the screen is big. And we can fucking
do whatever.
I'm 38, and I'm like, and you're allowed to smoke weed in this
inside,
room.
Inside, dude.
I'm so humiliated. It's so embarrassing.
Hey, but I think, again, that just goes to show, like, sort of what it all kind of goes back to, man. It's just really like that, this feeling of like freedom. And like, yeah, it's like, because ultimately what it is we're not, it's not that we have a home theater that has all this shit. It's when we were kids, we're like, dude, imagine from the movies right now, and we just pulled out these blunts, started smoking them in here. That's what it is. And I think that's what it was like. Yeah, guess what? I don't have to do that because I have my own rules because this is my theater now.
Yeah, and all it takes is like at some court point in your life, a friend of a friend, or you're at some rich kid's house. I had a friend who was super rich, and then he got like his family got so rich that he left my town, which was
you hate to see
I moved from a very low income town to like a upper middle income town when I was like 13. Became friends with this kid who happened to be like the richest kid in town, and then he moved on out of that. So I had a brief glimpse from like I went from like lower class all the way to like this view.
Yeah.
And then when he moved to the new town, to his new house, I did get to go. When we went there, he's like, in their basement, they had this one room that just had a couch in it, and it was blank. And I'm like, what the fuck is this room? And they're like, oh, this is for watching movies. And they pushed a button, and a projector screen came down. And this is 1996, 1997.
Oh, my God.
And I had just never even imagined something like that. I had never even known person this wealthy to see something like that, and just saw it coming down. And then that image goes in your head, and you're like, the ultimate form of success is to be able to watch a movie in your home theater. Like, and it just, and then when you're smoking weed before you go in the movies, be like, bro, if we had a home theater, we could just have a fucking tray of blunts right there.
Because halfway through the movie, I'm not even high anymore.
To not pause, like when I don't smoke in my house unless it's in my office, but. When my wife's out of town, I get to watch a movie and light a blunt mid film, rather than being like, all right, I gotta get this put out and get in there and start the movie, like just fucking pull it out and like not interrupt your viewing process. It's a fun. This is humiliating. This is
the other
all
thing
my cool
too,
shit
like,
is like
smoking everything weed I want, everything basically I, at a McDonald's essentially is what it's gonna whittle down to. Which
dude? I mean, hey, fuck! It sounds
fuck you,
sounds
dude.
Sick as hell.
Give me that fryer. Give me that deep fryer, dude. Okay, all right. Now I'm adding to it. It's the theater has the soft serve. You can make McFlurries though, and there's like a
king shit.
McDonald's fryer, so you can just do nuggets and fries. No burgers. It's just simple and hash browns. just there, boom. You got all your munchy shit. There's nothing better than just being like having fries, or I don't know if I want a soft serve. It's all there.
Hey, I think you better juice up your ventilation system if you're going to be smoking blunts and frying McDonald's chicken nuggets down there.
Yeah. And dairy, just like just toxic farts the whole time.
That shit's going to smell like 34th and 9th.
I don't even know what that means.
It's the like
what's
the
34th
the last...
and 9th like?
That area of New York is like the last, it's like the only part that's still not gentrified in Manhattan, like Port Authority area. There's like skyscraper buildings, but it's still the part of the city where you're walking down and you're like, where is everybody?
Oh, the
like,
port. It's, oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Getting that way is where it's still, where that's where I would smoke weed is what I'm saying. Next to a McDonald's on 34th and 9th. bro, if our marriages don't work out, I feel like we should probably become like adult rich roommates.
Yeah,
like and just buy a mansion together because it sounds like we have overlapping a lot of the.
I mean,
same,
I feel like that pilot would be bought instantly. You know what I mean? It's like wait, it's too. It's like the new fucking Scrubs guys. For, you know what I mean? But like, we do way more drugs and drink.
That's our show. It's about 2 45-year-old divorcees who are like, well, our lives are fucked. We had rich wives. They divorce us. We get their money.
Yes.
And we go like, well, let's go full on. And we just live in a disgusting adult, richy
dude,
rich kind of world.
Alla homies.
delete this part from the podcast. Listeners, this counts as an official fucking WGA copyright.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to sit on this episode for a while. The quar might be over until we get the Alla Homies pilot written. They're like,
get that up
this, the one guy is black and Japanese? Oh yes. Good.
What about the other guy? Don't worry about the other guy, but we have one guy who's black and Japanese.
The other guy, he's a white guy, but if he doesn't say anything, Republicans like him too? Huh. All right. Okay, I like this.
What a true definition. He looks like he's a problem. Yeah. And I never feel more like a fucking conservative fucking like web show host than looking at my own Zoom frame when I have like this big beard, a backwards hat, headphones, and right. I'm like, bro, we need to move into a mansion without women.
The other like, thing oh, is, God. Too, we were SWAT cops, too.
Yes. Yeah. Of course, we still do yeah, SWAT missions.
Of course, it's SWAT. Or we're just so rich, like, we just, I don't know, we go to those weird reopen the state things, dressed as, I don't know, we just don't look out of place at these things. Kind of weird guys.
Fuck, dude. No, we like, try out to be SWAT cops. We were like... They're like, you have to be a cop first. And we're like, well, what? That's a bum. But we're rich. We'd love to be SWAT cops.
Ah, you're serious, dude. Can we like make a donation? Like the Graybris ammunition depot or something?
Dude, or these guys are just wealthy enough to start their own like grassroots SWAT team.
Oh, right. It's basically like the sort of neocon shit gone wild where it's like privatized neighborhood police force. And we're just a bunch of rich assholes playing SWAT, and it gets real dangerous for us, though. Now it's like a shield. Now it's like a shield type show.
Right. It's gritty.
Yeah.
One of us dies in the finale.
Yeah. And in the, or in the fucking pilot. And in the,
I fucking love this
shit. Stumble upon the Armenian money train.
Dude, I forgot about that specific. That's a wild detail.
I haven't watched that show in so long, but I remember so many weird things like that. Like, I was playing Red Dead Redemption recently, and there's a town called Armadillo, and I thought of that character. I was like, Armadillo? Like, from The Shield? And I'm like, that's in my brain, but for fucking what? For what?
This is not helpful
yeah,
at all.
At all. But now I'm like, I need to watch that again, I think.
Oh, wait. Here's a better business idea for us. Safe SWAT. We Twitch streamers hire you and I to SWAT other Twitch streamers.
Oh,
but
right.
We kick the door down and shit, but we don't have live ammo, so we never end up killing anybody.
But
we get the outfits and we get the fun and
shit. Exactly. Flashbangs for sure.
Oh, tear gas.
Like
100%.
Way too many. Yeah, maybe sometimes it causes a lot of medical trauma for the person, but look, you want them to be scared, bro. And sometimes the
you
cops...
You threw two flashbangs in the crib, dude.
What the fuck? And you, like, threw it hard in there, dude. Fucking, like, Nolan Ryan that shit.
Spiking a flashbang into a room. So sick, dude.
Oh, my God.
Hire
and
Miles
and
I
that's
to SWAT
the,
your
that's
friends
in the pilot.
On Twitch.
That's in the pilot, though. But that's in the pilot that shows why. Then it's, like, a cut to, like, newspaper about how we're, like, disgraced wannabe security force, like, loses license. And like that's like the event that we lose, and like now we're just trying to be like we're in the come up, trying to get back in the game after that, because I pulled the wild like Dominique Wilkins windmill on the crib with the flashbang.
He threw it right into the tank where their lizard was sitting safely, blew his head off.
It's a viral video where it's like going, it becomes a meme. And then boom, the pilot. Dude, this pilot is amazing.
Yeah, sorry that the episode was so short this week because we had to delete all these amazing ideas we
goodness.
Had, fam.
Again, listeners, let's just pull some money together to produce this pilot. I think we get a really interesting pilot presentation going. And I feel like we know rich people that would let us shoot in their house to pretend we were rich.
Yeah. For fuck's sake, rich people, come after us. Also, if you're listening, Yeti and Cannabis Quencher, we're your boys.
Yeah.
We got you.
Oh, my God.
Hook us up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Oh, I honestly, collab of the century if we can get Yeti and CQ.
We're not even talking to get them to work with us. We want them to work with each other.
Each other. Imagine if Yeti developed I don't even know. See, I don't
Let's
need gadgets like about now optimizing just mixing THC liquid with ice.
Who cares?
Gotta
we're fucking losers. Yeah, well, I'm gonna master this fucking afternoon cocktail. Might have a second one right now. But Miles, talk to us about plugs, man. Thanks for doing High and Mighty, by the way. This is so fun.
Thank
we got
you for
to catch
having
up,
me, man.
Yeah,
honestly,
of course.
Thank you for having me. It's dope to be here. I've been a fan of yours, so it's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I do a daily podcast, Daily Zeitgeist, with Jack O'Brien, the guy who founded crack.com. And we just talk about
very fun podcast to listen to and to guest on.
Yeah, we just talk news and shit every day. It's fun. Every day, 5 days a week.
That's a pretty wild reach for a podcast. Like that's a bold statement. That's a bold claim to back up.
It's a team effort, man. If we had to do everything, there'd be no way to do it. Like, luckily, like Anna produces it, Dan cuts it. Like, we have, it's a group effort. So yeah, can't do it without them. Thanks, Coast, man. Got to give it up one time to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Producers out there, editors, engineers, thank you so much. And then another podcast I do is called 420 Day Fiance, where I get high with comedian Sophia Alexandra. And we talk about the latest episode of 90 Day Fiancé, which is one of our favorite TV shows.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, check those out. You're Miles of Gray on
Twitter, Instagram,
social media,
PlayStation Network. You know, catch me on Red Dead.
Come for me, motherfucker.
Yeah, come for me.
If you're a Twitch streamer, I would recommend deadbolting your door because we're kicking that fucking bitch down anytime
soon. And put a cover over that crib, bro.
Because the Ala homies are going full fucking... Dominique Wilkins was the reference.
Yeah. Vince Carter 2000 slam dunk contest is about to pull up. With a flashbang. It's so stupid, though. I just picture... I don't know. It's so stupid. Someone come get us.
You mistime your fucking dunk and it just goes off in your hand, blinds you as you're soaring towards them.
It's like a mangled pinky at the end.
Miles, thanks for doing this. I'm at Gabrus on all social media. Check out my other podcasts, Action Boys, or the Gino Lombardo Show on Stitcher Premium. Promo code Gino for a free month. Listen and then bail. I don't give a shit. I don't have any monetary investment in Stitcher yet. Stitcher, you.
What's going on?
And that's all, fam.
Just trying to get your beak wet, man.
I'm just trying to wink for you, brother.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you do like me.
Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.